Hi, I'm Allison Hess.
And I'm Stephanie Graham.
Welcome to the Thousand Islands Playhouse Podcast.
For the 2025 season, we have seven amazing productions taking place in our Springer and Fire Hall theaters.
Join us as we talk to the artists that will make this season shine and get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's happening this summer dockside.
Don't forget to tune in
to give your ears a front row seat.
See you at the theater.
Welcome back to the 2025 season of the Playhouse Podcast. We're recording today on the ancestral lands of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg peoples. We are recording on-site at the Thousand Islands Playhouse. My name is Allison Hess, and I am the Education and Engagement Manager here at the Playhouse. Our co-host, Stephanie Graham, is not able to join us for this episode, as she is very busy co-directing and choreographing Mary Poppins. But that means that we have a fantastic co-host joining us today. Welcome, Teddy Moynihan.
Hi, hello.
Hello, thank you so much for taking time out of your also very busy schedule to come and record with us. So I appreciate that. Now, alongside being my co-host for this episode, you are also starring in Mary Poppins as Bert. How's that been so far?
It has been awesome. It has been overwhelming in the best possible way. It's overwhelming happiness, and it's such a beautiful space, a beautiful place to be, and even more grateful to just be among such wonderful, talented human beings.
So before we meet our guest today, I'd love to learn a little bit more about you. Okay. So Mary Poppins is your Thousand Islands Playhouse debut, but we're actually going to see you again this fall in 9 to 5,
which I love.
So you get to see it in the summer, and you'll also get to see it in the fall, which is a different and I think equally beautiful time in Gananoque. And you've also worked as a set designer for Tweed Theatre Company and Scarborough Music Theatre. I love that. And I love meeting artists who are so multifaceted. That's really cool.
Thank you. Yes. So set design and art has always been a huge part of my world. Growing up, I loved fine art and making things, drawing things. My mum is an incredible artist, and I'm somebody who is obsessed with all aspects of theatre, on stage and off, how it runs, how the design elements work. So any opportunity that I get to work beyond acting, but still within the world of theatre, is very, very exciting.
You've also performed at the Charlottetown Festival, Drayton Entertainment, Victoria Playhouse Petrolia, among many others. And I wanted to mention, too, that there's a really special connection that you have. Like, you've never been in Mary Poppins, according to what I've heard.
No, never been to Mary Poppins.
No. No, but you have this really cool connection because you were actually part of the cast of the musical Bumble Scratch in the West End that was written by Robert J. Sherman, who was actually the son of Robert B. Sherman, who was one of the Sherman brothers who wrote all of the music for the original Mary Poppins film. So like what a really cool connection, 6 degrees of separation.
Truly, thank you so much for picking up on that, Allison, because it only really dawned on me when I started rehearsals, the significance of that connection. So Robert Sherman was the producer of that that piece, but was also, I think, was also considered a co-director as well, and is one of the kindest, sweetest people who really encouraged all of us to really be ourselves and that we were enough. And sometimes you don't always get that in the world. So super kind, super lovely, and the music for that show, it really harkens back to the Disney music that we've grown up with.
Yeah, the style of music,
And we played Rats in the Plague. That was the concept of the musical. I look back now and they had sort of covered us in soot, and I really do look like a young Bert. So I think this really was always in the cards for me.
Well, I know our audience is probably very excited about Mary Poppins. I've heard lots of buzz already. So can you give us a little synopsis?
Totally, yeah. So when their children, Jane and Michael, become increasingly unruly, the Banks parents seek a new nanny to instill discipline. Enter our heroine, Mary Poppins, a magical and whimsical woman who brings joy, fun, and a bit of mischief into the lives with the help of her friend Bert, a charming chimney sweep. Mary teaches the children valuable life lessons through delightful adventures.
We're really excited today to welcome our guests who we have in studio. We actually have the four kids playing the role of Jane and Michael Banks: Emma Austin, Hannah Burns, Ari Dubay, and Jackson Graham. Welcome. Hello. How are you?
Good. We're great.
Have any of you ever done a podcast before?
Never.
No.
None of you. So maybe just before we go into our questions, can we go through and maybe tell us your name, how old you are, and which cast you're in? Because there's four of you, but there's only two roles, so you're a double cast.
Yes. So I'm Hannah Burns, and I'm 13 years old, and I am in the Umbrella cast with Jackson.
I'm Emma Austin. I am 10 years old, and I am the Kite cast with Ari.
I'm Ari Dubay. I am 10 years old, and I am in the Kite cast with Emma.
I am Jackson Graham. I am 9, and I am in the Umbrella cast with Hannah.
The first question I have for you, and maybe we can start with Jackson. Tell us about your first acting experience. Was it a school show? Was it a camp? Was it something else? Were you on Broadway? You know, where did you start?
So my first acting experience was at a camp at the Fire Hall Theater, and it was a short show. We rehearsed for 2 weeks.
And then you finish the show and you're like, I need more of this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What about you, Ari? What was the first show that you ever did?
My first show was in a camp at the Fire Hall Theater. I was in the most epic birthday party ever and I played Lucky.
And same sort of thing, were you like, when you did it, you were like, ooh, I need to do more of this?
Yeah.
How about you, Emma? What was your first experience doing a show?
My first acting experience was actually quite recently. When I was younger, I always loved acting, like, so much, and, like, singing. I thought I'd become a singer. And then my school was doing this play, and it was so much fun that I just had to, like, try more.
Awesome. What about you, Hannah? What was your first experience doing some acting?
I was in my school's play of The Lion King Jr., and I was young Simba. That was 2 years ago, so I was in grade 5. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I'd be able to get through the audition because I was so shy. It was really hard for me to do anything without my parents in the room, mm-hmm. present. But when I did the audition for Lion King, I just thought, just give it my all. So I did, and after that, I was just like, oh my goodness, I want to do this again. So then I drew a blue canoe, and it all just stemmed off from
me. And you've been doing it ever since.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Amazing. I love hearing about that.
Yeah. I was gonna say, so first of all of you are incredibly talented. Very funny, very good singers as well. I can't even imagine what I was like at your age. I don't think I had the confidence. I'm interested, does anybody want to be a performer when they grow up?
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Question.
Yeah, yes. Good, yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. I mean, you know, some people treat it as a hobby, you know, they do a little project, but they don't necessarily want to pursue it as a career.
So you all talked a bit about when you auditioned for Mary Poppins. What was the experience like auditioning? Like, what did you do to audition for Mary Poppins? What was it like?
The first audition is very simple. You just walk up to the room, there's the director and the choreographer, and then you just sing. You sing your song, then they just say, thank you very much. So I left, waited, got a call back. And after the call back, it was a long time.
Oh, so yeah, you had to wait a long time.
I was just getting all anxious and jittery. And then the waiting, I feel, makes it a more exciting and exhilarating experience to know, like, you got it. But yeah, the auditioning was honestly quite fun. They made it very non-stressed.
Ari, what was the callback like? What did you have to do?
All you had to do was sing a couple songs.
And could you choose any song you wanted, or did you have to sing a song from the show?
You had to sing a song from the show for your callback.
Mm-hmm. And what song did you sing?
I sang Perfect Nanny, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. And did you have to sing it alone? Did you have to sing it with other people who maybe were auditioning for Jane, or was it just you?
I sang it with people who were also auditioning for Jane.
Did any of you get to sing together, or were you all in different groups?
Sang with
Emma. Jackson, you got to sing with Emma? Yeah. Oh, that's kind of fun.
I want to ask you, Emma, how are you feeling about the rehearsals? Are you enjoying the rehearsal process? Is it a little overwhelming, maybe?
The rehearsal processes are generally really fun. It's kind of like a lot of waiting, especially when you're double cast. Like,
yes.
You gotta wait to do a scene. But it's quite fun, and you can really express yourself.
It's interesting you talk about waiting, Emma, actually, because I think that's something that we forget as actors is a huge part of our job, right? So there's a lot of waiting, and in that waiting time, we have to be super focused. So it is quite a skill. So Jane and Michael are British.
Yeah.
How are you, and I can kind of already answer this. You are all doing a wonderful job, but how do you practice the British accent?
Actually, my grandparents are from the UK. My granddad is Scottish, so I can't really take much from him. But my Nana, it's not quite RP, but it is really helpful to hear certain phrases that she says and certain ways that she says these words. So I really just take a lot of my accent comes from listening to them and watching them.
What a great way to honor your Nana, too.
Yes.
You're like, this is for you, Nana.
Yeah.
What about you, Jackson?
I kind of practice at the theater more often than I do at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sing, and then sometimes Claire, who's one of the bands, she would be like, okay, instead of saying banks, do bonks or something like that.
So they give you tips and then you practice
it?
Yes. What about you, Ari?
I pronounce the T's more, and whenever there's a vowel after an R, I don't as much pronounce the R that loud.
So you kind of do an analyzing your lines and looking at the letters and where you pronounce things.
Yeah,
very technical. Yeah. What about you, Emma?
As a little kid, I always used to watch British shows like Ben and Holly, Peppa Pig or something. And when I was two, I actually like formed a British accent.
Oh my gosh.
Just from like hearing it. I'd say like certain words like daddy or mommy or something like that. So I still have like memory from when I was quite young, but it's pretty easy, and I think I just still have it like imprinted in my brain.
With your rehearsal process for Mary Poppins, this is a professional show, and from what you said, you know, you've done things at school and at camp. The rehearsal process must go a lot faster than you're used to. How do you keep up with learning everything and keeping it in your brain?
For me, I just really try my best to focus, like focus. It's really helpful though when you are watching the professionals, because I feel it really puts you on your A game. You really want to do well, so you do better. And I think it's just a great experience with the intensity. It's really helpful, in my opinion, to get you acting fast and remembering.
Can I ask, I'll ask Ari, I've only heard you sing your Nanny song at this point, but that is quite a complex song with the accompaniment and things like that. Sometimes you're slightly off, you have to be slightly off the beat. Sometimes you're doing a different rhythm. Ari, is there a way that you're able to learn songs?
I look over them a couple times and watching movements and the words sometimes help me memorize things faster. So I did that for most of it.
I see.
What has it been like being double cast and having that almost twin that is learning the same stuff as you? Jackson, how has that been?
It's definitely easier than doing it yourself, because you do it yourself and then you do it again. You don't have any breaks.
Emma, what about you?
It's very, like, comforting. So, like, the show can still go on even if you're sick. And also, kind of like Jackson said, that can help because you can see what they're doing.
Mm.
And it's very fun having another person that is like you for the show.
Yeah, and they understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
You don't have a double cast, do you, Bert?
No, I don't. No, I don't have a double cast. Obviously, there are understudies operating in this show as well, and that is very comforting because that is not always a thing. But yes, I don't have a double cast, and it's good because I get to soak it all up and make it my own, you know, and not be influenced by somebody else, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This can be for anyone. Do you ever share your ideas on your character with each other? Or do you ever ask each other, like, how would you say this? Or how would you perform this?
I like that you can still have some individuality. It's just really helpful to, I don't know, see the different options, explore what you can do.
Yeah, and we don't want you to be the same, right? Because you're all different people. Jackson, what part of performing on the Springer stage are you most excited about?
Definitely the people, everybody coming to see us, and then you getting to show yourself and do your thing. And when you piece things together and it becomes this big show, then you have something to look forward to and stuff.
So. Yeah. Finally, everyone will get to see all the work that you put in.
Yeah.
What about you, Ari? What are you most looking forward to?
Just performing.
Yeah. You just love performing. Emma?
I'm most excited to, like, be on, like, an actual performing stage, because all the things that I've done is, like, not this professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, like, so much fun having that many people being able to see, like, the work that you put in, like Jackson said.
Have you thought about, if you say a line and the audience are laughing, have you thought about sort of how that might feel and how you might respond to that?
Well, actually, what I'm most excited for is the audience and putting a smile on their face. So whenever you get a good laugh, it is just so rewarding, and you know that all your hard work has paid off. The hard part is staying in character and not thanking them for laughing.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. It just gives you like a boost and you want to do so good the rest of the
performance. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Quick question. What is your favorite song so far? Let's start with Hannah.
I really enjoy Anything Can Happen. It's so good. It's so inspiring and uplifting. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe it. I do think anything can happen if you have faith and trust. And
Emma, what about you?
I do like Anything Can Happen, but I think I've grown more to like Step in Time. It's just, it's such an uplifting, moving song, and it's very long, but it just sends a happy, positive vibe.
Yeah, I'm excited for the dance too. Ari, what song do you enjoy right now?
I like Step in Time.
Any reason why?
I like the song of Step in Time.
Jackson, what's your favorite song right now?
Like they said, Step in Time. It's very fun. We don't have much to do. We just wait. But I feel like it's kind of magical.
Yeah, so I've been able to have a sneak peek at the choreography for that. We've got some amazing dancers in the show. Some of Canada's finest performers. Tap is a really hard genre of dance. Yes. Step in Time is a tap dance, and there's some really, really great tap in that.
Do you guys get to dance in the show? We talked a lot about your singing and your acting, but do you think you're going to get to do any dancing?
I sure hope so, because I love the choreography part of it. But I hope we just get a few little movements here and there, and it'll just be so fun.
Because you can also show like emotion and movement in dance, but also Jane and Michael at the start are kind of just like...
They're not super happy at the beginning, are they?
Yeah. No. So I really hope that we do get to do like some fun dances and like just like kind of let loose a bit.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it gives Mary Poppins more of like a, oh, look what she did with these kids.
What do you think, Ari?
I hope we can tap dance because I learned how to tap dance right before this.
You did.
Wow. Okay, I hope Stephanie Graham is listening.
Yeah. Did you learn for the show or did you just learn because you wanted to and then it happens that there's tap dance in this show?
I learned before the show because I wanted to do it.
Yeah, tap dance is fun. Jackson, what do you think about dance?
We have some certain movements in certain parts of the song, so I'm excited for that.
Great.
Because we get to express ourselves and be like, yeah, stuff like that. We've never done this. And then George ruins it.
Yeah. George.
Step in Time is really popular right now.
I've got a question. So what's your favorite character in the show?
Now, not actor.
Not actor. Character.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a little too early to say what your favorite actor is. And also, I would be very offended.
The actors are also nice, though. You couldn't even pick one.
Yes, I mean that too. That's very diplomatic.
Jackson, who's your favorite character? Let's start with you this time.
Yeah, Bert.
Bert. Oh. Now, friends, you don't have to say Bert just because he's here.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that is the correct answer, but...
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Fun guy. So, Ari, what's your favorite character in the show?
Bert,
okay.
Ever since I watched the movie, Bert.
Ever since you watched the movie. Yes, I mean, Dick Van Dyke is absolutely iconic.
Yes.
What about you, Emma?
Okay, it's a really hard question because everyone's just so much fun at Mary Poppins. But I'd also have to say Bert because he does everything. He's one day he's an artist, next day he's a sweet, he's like kind, fun. You're kind of like Barbie in a way.
You know what? I didn't think of that, but that's a really cool high compliment.
Both so. Bert and Barbie have all the jobs.
Yeah.
And you give Michael a kite.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You give us a kite.
And what about you?
So sorry, Teddy, but I love the Bird Woman. And I know it's not like your favorite actor, but I just find it so cool how the actor who plays the Bird Woman also plays Miss Andrews. And it's amazing to watch her just shift. And her voice is amazing. So I'm just excited to just... watch.
Yeah, that's it really.
She's the kind of actor who could like break a glass with her voice, the way she can go so high. And,
that's
like,
very true. Yeah.
She's powerful. Very powerful. She's perfect for Miss Andrews, actually.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, we have one more super important question and then we're going to wrap up. What would you say to other kids who are interested in performing but maybe feel nervous about auditioning or being on the stage? What do you think, Hannah?
Well, I've been there and I know exactly how to tackle the nerves. You really just have to give it your all. You have to just think to yourself like, oh, it's okay. So you really just have to believe.
What do you think, Emma?
There's something that my mom said. She said, if you're nervous, turn that into excitement because they're very close thin. And honestly, just try your best.
What about you, Ari? What would you say to someone who maybe is feeling nervous about auditioning or trying acting?
It's a little tricky, but it's fun at the end.
It's a little tricky, but it's fun at the end. I like that. That's succinct. What about you, Jackson?
There's a saying I like to say for someone who's like this, believe it, dream it, achieve it.
Believe it, dream it, achieve it. That's great. Really quick lightning round. Lots of people are coming to GAN to see Mary Poppins. While they're here, where would you suggest that they check out?
There's a Thousand Island tour on a ferry thing.
Yeah, the boat tour.
Check that out. It was fun.
Emma, where should people check out in town?
I would definitely recommend the History Museum. And it was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I would do it a million times over with my dad.
Okay. Thousand Islands History Museum. Thank you. Teddy, where would you suggest that people check out?
I would recommend, there's the King Street. There's some really cool pubs and some restaurants that I really want to try. It's beautiful at this time of year. I have a bike. There's probably some lovely trails around here. Mm-hmm. It's lovely to be out and about. And also there's a beach that I live nearby that I want to go and have a little explore as well.
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah. So I just want to say thank you so much, Emma, Hannah, Ari and Jackson, for joining us today. You did so great.
You did really great.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
this
I'm happy.
This is the best experience ever.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, it's only just getting started, kids. So that's good.
And can we say a big thank you to Teddy for jumping in and being a fantastic co-host. We cannot wait to see you in Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Thank you to Mark Hunt for composing the theme music for the Thousand Islands Playhouse podcast.
For more ticket information about Mary Poppins and our 2025 season, please visit us at thousandislandsplayhouse.com.
See you at the theater!